UFO Reporting Center?
Yeah, hi. My name's Billy out in Elk, Washington.
Yes, sir.
And I guess a friend of mine just called and insisted I call you guys.
Yes, we'd like to hear about what happened.
It was pretty weird. Okay, well, I'll tell you. About 6 o'clock last night, we were sitting in here watching TV. I live out on a lake.
Yes.
Okay. And the power went out, and a bright light lit up the sky outside. I mean, real dark green light, but it just was like, you know, daytime almost.
Mm-hmm.
And first thing we do is start shutting down because we think there's a power transformer or something going out. And then it stayed for probably about 10 seconds, and then there was a weird hum, too. And then the light shut off, and our power came back on. We thought that was pretty weird, so I went out and checked the lines. There was nothing wrong with them. And then came back in and did the same thing. Well, this time, me and my son, we ran outside and looked up, and it was straight above us like a huge spotlight. But it's snowing, so you can't really see anything except this light. It's blinding light, green light. And then this weird humming was going on, too. My daughter felt it upstairs. And then it went off again, and our power came back on. So we kind of waited it out, and then it did it a couple more times. And then we lost power completely. And then about 2 hours later, the same thing happened. That light came on, and we went back outside, and it was right above us again, except this time it started off a big, dark red ball of light, dark red, and then it changed to green, and that weird hum again, and then it stayed for probably about 10 seconds, and then it got purple, and then it left again, and we still didn't have any power. So that was just pretty odd. And we were thinking, you know, there's not going to be any aircraft out here or helicopters in here. You know, probably got about a foot of snow out here. And there's no power lines above our house. It's just nothing but sky. So it's pretty weird.
Now, that humming sound, was it steady?
Only when the light was on, yeah.
Okay. Now, this light, did this just appear as a light form, or was there a beam or cone of light?
Well, it appeared as a light form at first when it was the dark green.
Yes.
It was so darn bright you really couldn't make out anything.
Okay.
And then, but the second time, though, when it started off red, that was more like a round beam, but then it split to the dark green again, and then it lit up everything.
Okay.
Like the first incident.
Now it illuminated the ground?
Yeah, and it in the lake and the whole doggone sky.
Okay. Now, was that over quite a wide area?
Yeah, it was. As far as we could see, and then the third time after the red ball, then we were able to locate it. It was off to the little south of us.
Okay.
Like it wasn't directly above us, but it was to the right, and then it lit up green again. But shoot, when that sucker light up red, you couldn't tell really where that thing was coming. I mean, green, you couldn't tell where it was coming from.
Okay.
Anyway.
And did you check with the power company?
Yeah, we called we called Inland Powers, who our power is through, and they got about 5 reports from where we live out the same area, and one lady was on our street here that we live on. One lady was kind of hysterical, too.
Okay.
So, see, they had about 5 reports of the same problem.
Okay, now that's called Inland Power?
Inland Power Company, right.
Okay. Are they located in Spokane?
No, they're in Newport.
Newport, okay. Now, how long did all of this take place? Over what period of time?
Between probably about 6 o'clock to about... Okay. Between about 6 and 8:25.
Okay. How many witnesses to all that?
Well, it was me, my wife, my son, and my daughter.
Okay. Now, when you looked at that light, did it bother your eyes at all?
Yeah, it did. You couldn't look directly at it. You tried to, but yeah.
Was there any pets or livestock in the area?
Just our cats. They were in the house.
Did it seem to bother them?
They slipped right through.
Okay. And you say your daughter could hear or feel the vibrations from that humming?
Right.
Okay. Okay, well, we sure appreciate the information on that, and if we come up with any more information during our investigation, we'll let you know about it.
Okay.
Thanks a lot.
All right, thank you.